I have Maren with me today. She came to me on Friday with severe hip pain. And for how long? How long you had the problem?
Years, 20 years.
Oh, 20 years? Okay. So how did you find out about us and decide to come?
Well, I have seen you on the cable TV shows.
How long ago was that?
Oh, several years ago.
Oh.
And then you had your ad in the Register.
Last
weekend. Oh, skeptical.
Yes.
Tried everything. You just keep trying until you
find
something that does work.
Yes.
Permanently.
Okay.
So
when you first came, how bad was the hip pain? How long had you been that bad?
Pretty bad to where I couldn't sleep.
Mm. How long have you had this severe pain now?
About 20 years.
20 years? Every day?
At night mostly.
At night mostly?
And if I drive, I've been going to a chiropractor.
Oh.
And that takes most of the pain away.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I drive, I have to use the lumbar cushion. Otherwise, I get a real bad backache.
Oh, I see. So you use the lumbar cushion all the time.
It's built into my new car. It's all there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I want you to share with us something that you did not expect to be clear, your anger.
Anger disappeared.
You're a real estate agent, but you hate a lot of people.
I got to the point where I just didn't want to talk to anybody. Go away, leave me alone. I don't care if you never buy a house.
I remember you were very, very irritated.
Yes.
The first time you're with me, and I say, this is torture.
Yes.
Because your occupation requires that you like people.
Absolutely.
Require that you be happy with a lot of people.
And be nice.
And you say you cannot handle one person, more than one person at a time.
That's true. One-on-one, I'm okay. But more than that, it's too much.
How long has that been going on?
It's gotten progressively worse over the last 2 years. So I've been to a regular doctor. A Western doctor. And tried various antidepressants, and they would work for a short time, and then they wouldn't work.
When you say work, that means that you're really happy among the people, or no?
Could tolerate them more.
But you weren't happy.
No, not happy.
Yeah,
just whether I was hoping they would work and making myself believe they were working, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you had to try them,
and then eventually I would crash.
You would crash.
Back down in the black hole, wake up with that feeling of doom
in your
stomach, just
that
awful.
Most terrible.
Awful feeling.
I had it before, myself.
It's just...
Not
you
fine.
Wonder why
bother?
Yeah, why bother? So I go turn on the TV and stay on the couch. That's what I did for months. Just didn't work. I didn't work.
Did that affect your income? Then?
Well, I have a husband, thank goodness. It would have affected my income. I only sold one house last year.
Oh, geez.
One house. I couldn't stand anybody.
It was a big house. Huh?
Was a little tiny one. This year I'm doing much better, but still not. No, I mean I'm usually a $4 million, $5 million producer.
Oh, fantastic.
And I didn't even make $500,000.
Ah.
It really affected, very, very badly affected me.
Well, you also had hot flashes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you saw
had estrogen since I was 34.
Oh, okay.
When I had the hysterectomy.
And you were still taking estrogen?
Yes.
When you saw me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And your sinus problem?
That I've had for a long, long time.
I don't know how long.
Many years.
And the doctors, the medication never took care of it?
No. I just accept it. I don't think anyone ever tried to treat it. I just thought it was part of, that's just me. Yes, you had enough things wrong with you. That was minor.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what happened after my first treatment Friday? That's 4 days ago.
Well, that afternoon, I felt very washed out, very weak.
Yes.
Saturday, I felt...
The reason for that is that I released a lot of your emotional
trapped
you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your bad memory in the childhood abuses, okay, I release those, and I try to do as much as possible, and that's why you feel drained.
Yeah, very drained. Very.
How about the next day?
Next day I felt a little agitated,
mm-hmm.
not as weak, but by the end of the day, I could start feeling my spirits lifting.
Lifting.
Not as angry. The black cloud was
great.
Going away.
And
Sunday,
yes.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
And I've been fabulous. This is Tuesday. I'm still feeling very good.
Yeah, so that's from the first treatment.
Yeah, from the first treatment.
So now you can handle a party?
No.
Not quite, yeah.
I could, but
yeah.
Don't think so.
Yeah,
not
but
yet.
But you can handle more
yeah,
than two
I can handle people. I'm happier. I could talk on the phone and be happier.
Great.
I've had about 2 hot flashes.
Okay.
And I stopped the estrogen.
You stopped the estrogen.
I did. I did.
Right, cold turkey the first time.
Thursday was the last day
yes.
I took estrogen.
That proves it to you. Even though you've been taking, what 20 years, you say?
No, 30, 20, how old's my daughter? 24 years.
24 years of estrogen.
Yeah.
You can be
yeah.
stopped totally.
Yeah.
And do you still have your ovaries?
No.
Yeah,
no ovaries.
Okay. But the fat cells and the adrenal cells produce estrogen.
Okay.
Okay. What my treatment does is make your body produce its own hormone.
Okay.
That's the only way to cure somebody is make your body does it work, not from interfering from the outside. Any, so the hot flashes and how about your sinus now? You had a little sinus problem, did they maintain it?
She gave me the acupuncture today.
Mm-hmm. How about now?
And it's feeling, it's not gone, but it's, not so much mucus.
How about the anger?
I'm better.
No, not
much anger. I don't feel angry. I don't know if it'll come back, but I haven't felt angry.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel pretty good.
Well, if you get on the supplemental program, you're stabilized.
Yes.
And once you get all the things that rebuild the body, repair the body will be normal.
Yeah.
And if you adhere to what I recommend on your diet and lifestyle adjustment, you're going to be happier and happier and healthier.
Oh.
That's almost a guarantee.
Good.
Yeah. And I learned this from treating my own self.
Yeah.
So I know how it works.
Yeah.
Anyway, we probably would like to do a follow-up interview maybe a month and just
right.
prove that to what I'm telling you is
see
right.
how far we advance.
Your sinus problem, your insomnia, your heart flashes, and you would like a lot of people. You may not like party. Did you ever like party before?
Somewhat, when I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you never did like party that much, but you would be not get irritated
not,
among a lot of
not,
people.
Not so antisocial.
No, yeah, like angsty.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very antisocial. I didn't want to see anybody.
That and your $1 million club real estate agent. That's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the interview. We will talk to you maybe a month later.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.